Live, Frank Fontana, 804 on WGN 720. So we were talking earlier in the show that Avril Lavigne might be calling in.
We teased it.
Sure. Right. She's on a tour bus, headed to Vegas, and who knows? And she called. She's on the phone.
Hey,
hi,
Avril. Hey there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. It's Kathy and Frank. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
So you are on a tour bus headed to Vegas?
Yes, we are.
Okay. You're not going to the Consumer Electronics Show by chance, are you?
No.
Okay. We're talking about the show happening in Vegas, and I'm sure there's plenty other things going on in Vegas. Are you doing any kind of a little tour, or is this just kind of for pleasure?
We're doing like a little bit of a promo tour right now.
Okay, because...
And I'm spending the weekend with my friends, too.
Anyway, so I was talking about my 11-year-old got diagnosed a while ago, and then my 19-year-old just got diagnosed with acute Lyme, and we know that you had it. And I was telling Frank off-air the story about you were talking about one night you thought you were dying. It was that bad, and that you had accepted that you were going to die. Oh, God, this gets me emotional just thinking about it. And your mom laid with you in bed and held you, and you felt like you were drowning, hence the song and the lyrics. Is that accurate?
That's what happened, yes. I got Lyme disease, and that comes from, like, a tick bite or some kind of, you know, it's carried by insects. And, you know, I was fighting it for a good couple years, and, yeah, it got pretty bad. And, like, literally, I was like, okay, I'm going, and I accepted it. And in that moment, like probably one of my most difficult moments, this song, Head Above Water, all came rushing to me, the song concept, the lyrics, the title. And I ended up like writing that song like afterwards, like, you know, in the bed and like finishing it. And then that ended up being my first single, Head Above Water. It was like the first song that I had to put out. Like, and I did not know if I'd be working or able to make music anymore. And so... but to be able to turn to music in a time like that and to put that song out first, is really meaningful to me and my mom.
Yeah, I bet. I can't imagine. I mean, obviously for you going through it with the physical symptoms, it's just people don't have any idea what Lyme disease is doing to young kids. A lot of them are being misdiagnosed with ADHD. I think it was the case with my kids, and more people are becoming aware of Lyme. So thank you for what you're doing, Avril, because you are raising awareness for Lyme disease. What was it like for your mom? It had to be just horrible.
I think for my mom and for, you know, anyone that was around me, like my family and friends, you know, it was hard to see, for them to see me like that. But, you know, I really had to turn to my family, and you really see who your friends are in a time like that. And now, like, I have the Avril Lavigne Foundation, which I've had for years, but, like, we've partnered up with Limelight and Global Lyme Alliance. And, you know, I'm doing a lot of work there just to bring awareness. But I think the main thing is, like, finding a Lyme doctor. You can't really just go to a regular doctor, because like a lot of doctors don't even know about it yet, and they're just learning, which is why I spoke up to talk about it. And I think now people are just like catching on to it more. So you really have to go to a Lyme literate doctor to get like the proper treatment and get it under control.
An LLMD. Yep.
Hey, Avril, in the big picture of things, when tragic things happen like this, like amazing things come from it sometimes. And the song is, I listen to it over and over and over. It's so beautiful.
And it resonates on so many different levels.
Thank
for
you.
People
so
going
does.
Through personal things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm. Thanks. Yeah. Just to be able to turn to my music and to be vulnerable and pour my heart out. I know like you can really feel the emotion in the vocal in that song. Like when I would play it back, I would hear it and like my whole body would like get warm and I'd feel so emotional. And a lot of people would like, I played it for, would cry or get goosebumps. So it's very honest. And so I think, you know, music is powerful, and I hope to encourage other people going through anything similar.
Hey, Avril, you popped like pre-social media being so big that it is now. and, you know, kind of going through that stuff and then reemerging with great music, great sound. And your voice is so distinct. It's awesome. But on the social side of things, reemerging, and now you're like, Instagram's up at like 6 million people following you. I'm sure it's helped you spread the word on your platform. But how was it reemerging into this new world for you?
I mean, it's definitely a different place and a different time. And I've also been around with my music now since 2002.
Yeah.
So this industry is always changing. And like, some people don't even make full records these days. But yeah, it was important for me to take my time. I write all my songs to make an album. It took me 3 years to make this album. It's coming out February 15th. And I literally like poured my heart and soul into like every song, and it's like not only about my health journey, just like stuff I've gone through, and it's been like an intense, you know, 5 years that I've pretty much been away, and like since my last album, and that's it's all in there.
And the new single,
in the music,
is the new single "Tell Me It's Over."
Yeah, so we released Head Above Water is the first single, and then I just put out Tell Me It's Over, and then the album's coming out on February 15th.
Are you going to be coming to Chicago when you tour?
I hope so. And you know who I was just interviewing? I was doing an interview with Juice WRLD. And he's from Chicago, right?
With who?
Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD, not sure.
Are we so not hip that we don't we might be so like not hip that we don't even know Juice WRLD.
Oh. Well, you do. Lucid Dreams.
Oh, okay. Well,
you're trying to play that one off,
I'm
Kathy.
Not even She's pretend like, I know
the song
him.
Is huge. The song is huge and amazing. It's called Lucid Dreams, and we just talked on the phone.
Oh, Lucid Dreams.
Right,
yeah. I've heard
But you guys
that.
Are like, you guys are hot AC. But he's like, anyway, he's a big deal. And yeah, he's from Chicago.
I know, Avril. Kathy doesn't
know. About Chicago and how amazing Chicago is. I was just telling him that out of a lot of the cities across the states, Chicago really stands out to me from like my previous tours. There's such a music audience in Chicago, and the energy is always so good amongst the crowds and the fans anytime I've ever been there. And I just love Chicago. It's one of my favorite cities.
That is absolutely true. I do know Chance the Rapper anyway, because he's from Chicago. But, you know, Avril, talking about music.
And R. Kelly, by the way.
I don't know. Don't go there today. I do want to bring up something you may not have seen. I think it was just posted online today by Daisy Jones. I think the website was noisy.vice.com. She said, if I could have my way, I would listen to Avril Lavigne for the first half of the day and Shampoo for the second. So she sounds a little quirky, but I just thought that was a compliment to you, that she would listen to you.
That's super sweet.
But what she did was she asked musicians about the one artist that we should listen to in 2019. So she said that she could listen to you for like the first half of the entire day, but then she asked other musicians the artist that we should listen to. So we should be listening to, what's his name, Juice WRLD?
Juice WRLD. Lucid Dreams. Juice you know
World.
Lucid Dreams.
Yeah.
We're going to play. Mike, can you pull that song up, Mike?
Play.
Just so Kathy knows what we're talking
Would
about.
Would you remember, I had a gap year. I disappeared from the world for about a year, year and a half. So I'm kind of not up on pop culture very much anymore.
Hey,
but I disappeared as well.
Then you can relate. So what would you say?
I can relate.
What would you say? A musician that, the one artist that we should listen to in 2019. Can you think of someone?
Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, I would say in 2019, check out Juice WRLD.
We will. Wait, does our producer have a little Juice WRLD?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to know this?
My son loves this song. He rocks it all the time.
God, am I such a loser? I don't know
Not
this
really.
Song.
No, I'm a loser because I thought she had kids.
God, Avril. Well, yeah. I know your songs, Avril. So,
hey, Avril, I got a question for you. Are you going to end up are you going to make an appearance on that Masked Singer show?
Well, she can't say if she's going to.
I mean, all right, loosely said.
No, not that I know of.
Okay, yeah, no, she couldn't say it if she was, because it's masked. She has to hide who she is.
All right.
Anyway, I know you have to go, and we have to go, but what? Any plans in Vegas that you can tell us about? Because it is
Vegas.
No,
she's not going to
CES.
just going to continue to just do some promo and promote the record and get ready for, you know, my album's coming out in 1 month. So just working and busy and, you know, always trying to find time to, like, keep a healthy balance, you know, family, friends, work, and fun.
Good for you. Yeah, you went through a lot because I've done a lot of research on Lyme and I won't pretend to have an idea of what you went through, but incredible to be as sick as you were for 2 years and to come back the way you are and help spreading the word with the Avril Lavigne Foundation, contributing with that. And we can't thank you enough for calling.
Thank you, Avril. Appreciate it.
It's so nice to speak with you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Avril. Again, Head Above Water coming out February 15th. Be sure you check it out. Avril Lavigne, it's 8:16 on WGN.